Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hey everyone, this is Brad Larson, founder of the Property Management Mastermind. Thanks to our sponsors, we've been able to compile a tremendous list of offers and discounts, with this list expanding every episode. To see that complete offering, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. I also wanted to announce the Pulling Back the Curtain Conference going on in August this year in Denver, Colorado. For more information on that, visit our site for the link. Lastly, be sure to check out our Facebook group page and become a member.
Tenants not changing their air filters? Costly HVAC repairs and unhappy owners got you down? Filter Easy is a subscription air filter delivery service that solves this problem by shipping filters directly to the tenant's front door when it's time to change. Tenants actually change them, which reduces HVAC-related maintenance calls by an average of 30%. Filter Easy's no-cost-you solution functions as a profit center to give you back time and money. Call 1-800-308-1186 today to learn more.
Property Meld is made for maintenance work automation. Property Meld will work to schedule, remind, verify completion, and follow up with your residents automatically, while providing the best-in-class communication system for your ease of use, your vendors, and your tenants. Begin reducing maintenance coordination time and increasing tenant satisfaction today. Learn more at propertymeld.com.
Hey everyone, in today's episode we have Alicia Brudy here from BombBomb, and we're going to be talking about all the integrated uses you can use BombBomb to better communicate with your owners, tenants, and vendors using video. Fantastic episode, because we go through not only the concepts, but also what we do here at RentWorks in the real world scenarios of how to use this type of platform to better communicate with your owners and tenants. So listen up. And welcome everybody to another edition of the Property Management Mastermind Show. I'm your host, Brad Larson. And today's guest, I have Miss Alicia Brudy. Please tell me if I said that correctly.
You did perfectly.
First try. Yes, first try. So back to it, we have her on today, and she's representing and working with BombBomb. And BombBomb is a face-to-face video feature that we've implemented here at RentWorks. We should have done this years ago, and regretfully, we've just now gotten into it the last couple months, and we've been super impressed. So I thought, we got to do a podcast about this. Now, I got to give some credit where credit's due before we get into it with Miss Alicia here. So Todd Breen first introduced me to it, and then Scott Brady kind of put the nail in the coffin on that one and said, you got to do this. And there's a reason, because he actually read one of the books that was written by one of the co-founders of BombBomb. And there's a lot of really good information in there that Alicia's going to talk to about. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you. Miss Alicia, how are you today?
I am so good. Thank you for having me, Brad.
Perfect. Perfect. Give us a quick intro to who you are, what you do, and then let's talk into the basics of the BombBomb platform.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm originally from Canada. I always have to throw that out there for all my Canadian peeps. But I've been with BombBomb for just a little over 4 years now. I started in support. I've worked on their sales side. Now I'm work technically on the marketing side as their national speaker. So I do a lot of time educating and getting people inspired about what they can do with this kind of video, and hosting webinars and all that fun stuff.
You are the perfect guest to come on, because essentially this is your gig.
This is my gig. This is what I do.
Perfect. So I got to say, we've been very impressed with just the short amount of time we've been using BombBomb, and we keep finding new ways to use it. So part of what we're going to be talking about through this episode is actually how we use this stuff. And that's going to be kind of a benefit to the listeners out there, because they'll start to think, you know, oh, how do I actually use it? You know, I don't get it. And when we start talking through some of those things, I think that's where the light will go off in your head to say, oh, wow, that does make a lot of sense. So we talked about this pre-show, and I want you to dive into it. Give us the basics of how BombBomb works.
Yeah. So we are a video tool, but a lot of people, when they think of video, they first go-to video for marketing. The videos that you see publicly faced on people's websites or on Facebook or on YouTube, which you can do that type of video with BombBomb, but what we really focus on is video for communication, getting you face-to-face with people faster in the places where you're communicating your business, email and text. So we have a simple video recorder to make it easy for you to record. There's no upload. You don't have to copy a link and upload it somewhere else. You just record your video and then it embeds automatically into the email that you're sending for the recipient. It's not an attachment. They don't have to download anything. All they have to do is press play. And now you're speaking to them directly right inside of their inbox or in their text messages.
Great stuff. Because I actually gave a presentation, I was mentioned last week, went to San Diego and did a presentation with the San Diego crew from NARPM. Appreciate Steve Weldy for getting me out there. And I threw out 14 uses for this thing, right? Just 14. And then we started to come up with more here in the office. So now that you kind of give us an introduction, so I want you to also explain the platform it goes through, because that's one of the hesitancies is like people are thinking, oh, I'm going to have to set up another webcam. Then I got to download something. Then I got to post something and then I got to take a link and I got to put it somewhere. You got to talk to us how easy it is to do this, especially through Outlook and Google.
Yep. So we do have a web platform that you can log into and send from. So regardless of where you're sending your email from, you have the ability to do this. We have what we call our quick sender in the web platform. It basically, it's just a big red record button. We call it the clown nose. When you click on that, it automatically pops up the video recorder. You press record again. You say what you want to say. When you're done, it pops into the email. So that's how you would do it from the web platform. But we also have tons of CRM integrations. We have an Outlook and a Gmail integration that put that clown nose red record button in the compose and reply window on both your Gmail and your Outlook emails. So while you're just in your inbox going about your regular business of the day, if someone sends you an email and you want to reply to that email with video, all you have to do is you press that red clown nose button in the corner of your window, and it's going to do the same thing. It pops up the video recorder. You say what you want to say. You can re-record it if you want. If for some reason you need to re-record it, it's not a one and done. So you can watch your video, you can re-record it. But when you're done, you just press that save button, and we're going to take the video. We're going to embed it right in the body of the email. There's nothing else for you to do. We also take the first 3 seconds of the video and we loop it into an animated GIF so that when someone opens up their email, they see that 3 second GIF loop happening. So they see the motion, they see a smiling human face, they know it's a video. When we switched from a static thumbnail to that GIF thumbnail, we actually saw our customer video play rates increase by about 48% immediately.
I can see
that. Just from having the GIF.
I can see that. And here's how, because a lot of folks are thinking, I'm so nervous on camera, right? Some people get that at first. And so what we're telling our portfolio managers, and we have 6 of them that use this. And I mean, the biz dev team uses it. There's 3 of them there. And so we could even use it for maintenance. We can talk about that. But essentially we're telling them, okay, write out what you want to say. And if you end up reading it word for word with the notes in front of the camera, you know, to the left of the camera, that's okay. You know, not so much you're reading it, but I'm just saying you can, they start to get the point. It's like, oh, okay, good. I don't have to ad lib it. If I can just read it and then say, okay, hey, and then wave bye. And the GIF thing I love because that's really cool. What we did is we bought all of them whiteboards. You know, the whiteboards that you can hold up. You're showing me one right now. Jason, you are the bomb. I love it. So the whiteboard you hold up and then you can do a little, you know, do a little dancey thing with the whiteboard in that first 3 seconds with their name on it. That's the key point, right?
Yes.
The key point is to put their name on it because they see that GIF in the email and they're like, holy cow, they wrote me specifically a message. This is not some generic BS. This is like specifically to me. And so your open rate goes through the roof. So talk us through metrics on that because that's really fun stuff to hear.
So the open rate and the metrics vary depending on where you're sending from. Obviously, when you're sending from within Gmail or Outlook, you're going to see pretty consistent open rates to what you would see in any other one-to-one. However, as soon as people recognize that there's a video in it, those open rates go through the roof. So one of the things that I absolutely recommend to everyone is always put the word video in your subject line, because we all do this thing where we scan, right? We open up our inbox and we scan down the messages to see what's important, what needs our attention first versus what is just another marketing email. So video is one of those words that it's a disruptor in the inbox. People see that right away and they gravitate towards it. I would say 95% of my videos will say video for and the person's name, video for Brad. And then the rest of the subject line that I would do normally, but video for Brad, thank you for hosting me today. Whatever it is. So that's a huge value add for you. But in addition to that, some of the other metrics that are really powerful with this, for example, when someone reads a message as opposed to watching it over video, people retain about 95% of the information when they watch it in a video the first time, as compared to only 10% when they're reading it the first time. Wow. Because you're getting that full breadth of communication, the eye contact, the body language, the things that make us good at communicating. So not only are people more likely to actually open your message and engage with it, but then once they're actually watching that video, they're going to retain more of the information. And then the replies is another big one. I think the last stat that we have is about 86% of our customers said they saw a more than significant increase in the replies to their emails when they have a video in it instead of that plain text email. So people are just, they engage with the video differently than they do with black text on a white screen.
Makes total sense. Now I want you to dive into the why we want to do this. I mean, go into the history of mankind and all kinds of good stuff. Throw me what you know there. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we as humans, we have been communicating face to face for as long as humans have been communicating. It's how we communicate most naturally. Even babies at about 4 months of age are processing human faces at near adult levels, whereas everything else is being processed in lower levels of their visual system. It's very much, you know, the eye contact, the facial expression. These are things that we have been, you know, conditioned over thousands of years to pick up on. So when you are talking about sending black text on a white screen, you're missing out on the things that make you a good communicator. Only about 7% of your communication is the words you're using. So you have this huge chasm that you're missing out on in sending black text on a white screen emails. And yet this is how most of us are conducting our business on a regular basis. So what we really focus on here, our ethos here at BombBomb, is rehumanizing your communication, putting our humanity back into our communication, number one, because people respond to it better. They can understand the information, but more importantly than that, people are able to connect with a video. They can connect with a human being inside of a video that you're never ever going to get with black text on a white screen. I could show you three emails from three different people, and other than maybe the style of writing or the signature line, you're not going to know anything about this person whatsoever. And we know that with sales and business, that know, like, and trust that we've all heard a million times, you can't build that when you can't differentiate who the person is. Whereas if I show you a video of someone, if that person walked into your office, you would recognize them right away because you have that human recognition. Ah, I know them. It's the same thing with that like and trust piece. If I show you a video of someone, you are going to get a sense right away of, is this person someone that I can connect with? Do I feel like they would understand me? Do I feel like they're a warm person? Do I feel that they are able to help me with what I need? Those are all things that you can get when you see a human face that you will never, ever get with black text on a white screen. And that's why we do this, because it keeps us more connected, which of course helps our businesses grow.
That makes a lot of sense, because when I heard that concept, it just resonated with me, because we've only been doing this, as you say, black screen with white text for what, 50 years, 60 years, you know, 150 years, however long.
About 20 years for email,
And I'm thinking, you know, maybe that, I can't even guess to me how long, but let's say email 20 years. I mean, written correspondence, what, 500 years? Whatever number you want to throw out there. But then we've been communicating face-to-face without written communication for tens of millions of years, for all I know.
Yep.
And so it is human nature. And so now we're all of a sudden, everyone wants to email. Everyone wants to email. And I get it. There's some, you know, legal ramifications to doing that. But we're missing out on that humanization. Like you said, we're missing out on becoming endearing to our clients. So part of why we're doing this is a giant campaign. The campaign is called Retention Equals Growth. And it's a self-help survey for us to figure out, okay, why are we losing owners, you know, tenants, vendors, whatever. And part of that is they're just not connecting with us for whatever reason, way, shape, or form. If you like the property management company that you're working with and you like the owner, it can go back and forth, you're less likely to leave. And so if we can reduce our churn from, let's say we get 5 or 10% bad churn, and if we can reduce that in half, think of the dollars that you retain in the business. That's money you spent in the business development side to go get that business. If you can make that particular owner, let's focus on that, make that particular owner just love you, and then they think twice. And here's the scenario I paint. If owners are apt to potentially get mad at you and want to leave your services, why is that? Because you've made a mistake or two. Okay, everybody does it. But if they like you, they're more apt to forgive those mistakes. Well, I really like Alicia. So yeah, they screwed up on the maintenance this one time, but she sends me those videos every month or every week, and I kind of like her. And you know, she talks about her kid now and again or whatever. I mean, they endear themselves to you because of that face-to-face. They like you, know, like, and trust you, that whole, you know, little clause saying. And I think that's huge. So here's what I want to do. This is a fun drill. And you can chime in here and wave me down. But so in this presentation I gave, I talked about our lists of uses for video messaging. And so this is down and dirty for you property management companies out there. And I'm going to have you chime in whenever. Let's talk about some of this stuff. Here's a good one. Initial business development, right? This is just one out of 14 we're going to touch on, okay? So initial business development. So you first get a lead from an owner. You turn around and record a bomb video and you send them that video. Don't forget the customization with the whiteboard. You know, hey, Alicia, how are you? And you know, that's written on a whiteboard and you're sending that to her in a GIF and that's going to turn into a 3-second loop. And they're going to open that up and say, wow, I like that person. I do want to meet that person. What does your closing ratio go to? Do you have any fun metrics on that just for fun? Is there any sort of improvement on closing ratios?
So the actual number metric is hard to give you on exactly what it looks like for lead conversion to closed business, because we have so many different customers in different fields reaching out in different ways. But what I can tell you is overwhelmingly, nothing converts a lead into closed business better than video. We've done pilots with sales organizations. We've done pilots with mortgage companies, real estate companies. Internally, our sales team use it here. And you still have this massive surprise and delight that you get with that first sort of first correspondence. Most people have never received a personal video in their inbox before. So when they get a personal video from you saying, you know, hey, Jason, you know, it's so nice to meet you. I'm excited to talk to you about potentially managing, you know, your portfolio of properties here. They immediately, you're going to differentiate yourself from any other business that they're reaching out to in that moment. And then the piggyback to that is, of course, the know, like, and trust. If all things are the same, if they have reached out to maybe 5 different property management companies and you're the only one that sends a video, you've immediately differentiated yourself, not in that human element where they can connect with you, but also as a good communicator. Also as you know, for them being able to receive that information and view it quickly. I have a stat that I wanted to throw out here. I'm just going to look it up real quick so I don't get it wrong. It's 59% of executives or business owners said they would rather watch a video than read that information in text. So not only do you get the benefit of that human connection piece, but you're delivering them information in the way that people are showing that they would rather consume their information. So it's a huge add.
One of my colleagues, Robert Gilstrap, always does videos. Anytime he has to communicate back to one of the other property management company owners that he's been working with, he just shoots a quick bomb video and sends it out. And so what I want to remind people too, in the business development side, don't forget about adding that into your CRM. Great on the initial stuff, but what about a week later, 2 weeks later, 2 years later? always continue to use that video. Make that part of your CRM platform. We use Lead Simple. We have a very good model for that in the CRM model. And we sell it through our business development toolkit, bizdevkit.com. And so folks can buy that and get all of our CRM outlines. So from day one contact, day two, day three, day five, day seven, all the way down the road. So you can implement that into whatever you feel could be in there for those touch points. And that's going to be huge. So the next one I'm going to talk about is a confirming appointment. Okay. We might go through these pretty quick, but confirming appointments is huge. And that can be used for business development. It can be used for initial owner meetings. It can be used for just meeting a tenant at a home. Okay. These are not just outside industry uses, confirming an appointment. So again, you could do the little sign if you like, or even just record a 30-second video. Hey, Alicia, just want to let you know, I'll be there tomorrow at 2 o'clock at your home. Look forward to meeting you. Yep. And then that's your video.
Yep. You can do that from our mobile app, right? You're on the go. You get off the phone. You confirm that appointment. You just pop open the mobile app. And in that moment, you can send that video. You can also schedule them as well. One of the things that I train on specifically for appointment confirmations is to have a pre-recorded appointment confirmation video that just says, you know, hey, it's Alicia from, you know, ABC, looking forward to speaking with you tomorrow. The time and location information is below this video in the body of the email. Because once you already have that video recorded, you can use that same video over and over again. And now the only thing that you have to do is throw in that time and location information in the body of the email. And then you can even schedule that out to hit their inbox the day before the appointment.
Now, speaking of mobile uses, this is how one of the things that we had mentioned and what we're doing now, anytime one of the team members, portfolio managers, has to go to a home, and let's say they pull up a lockbox and grab, or they pull the lockbox and grab the sign, and they, you know, maybe do a 5-second walkthrough. They do a BombBomb video while they're there on their mobile and send that to the owner. Owners effing love that stuff. And when I say that, because they see that and they're so, oh, my house, great. The house is actually mowed. The yard is mowed. Okay, cool. And it does look good. It's not flooding or on fire. And, you know, these are folks that are overseas, whatever. There might be reluctant landlords, first time owning a property. And that just endears us to them even more. And so we're really getting into all the different uses on the mobile side, like you mentioned.
Yeah. There's two hidden goodies in our mobile app that even your phone camera won't let you do that make it really, really great for exactly what you're talking about, sending an owner a quick walkthrough. Number one, the BombBomb mobile app will let you flip the camera while you're recording. My iPhone X camera won't even let me do that. So I can stand in a property and start the video on myself and say, you know, hey, Tom, wanted to show you real quick what that carpet looked like and flip it around and show that right there, because it'll let you flip the camera. The other thing that the BombBomb app lets you do is it lets you pause the recording and go somewhere else and then pick up the recording. So if you need to go upstairs, you could just pause the recording and you don't have to have the awkward, I'm walking up the stairs now. So those are little hidden goodies in the mobile app to make that easier as well.
I love that. I'm so glad we are talking about that, because I didn't know that stuff. That's really cool. I hope everybody caught that too. So another thing we use, thank you messages, right? That's a no-brainer. Anytime you got to send a thank you message to an owner, client, tenant, vendor, whomever, applicant, that's where you can put a good thank you message. Now, one of the other things we do is we send owners, every Monday, we send them out a market updating report. So if they have a home on the market that we are advertising right now for rent, we send them a Monday morning update report via email. That's got all the stats and the metrics from the multiple listing service and any stuff that's gone through Tenant Turner, et cetera. But we want to piggyback that on a price reduction potentially. So hear me out on this. What happens is they get the Monday morning report and the portfolio managers now are piggybacking that, doing a video saying, dear Mr. Owner, the report just came out. We've had no applications. We've had no showings. And I'm so sorry, we're doing everything we can, but we really probably want to talk about a price decrease. And so imagine that coming through the video in so much more an endearing and nice person voice. I mean, our ladies that manage the properties, they're awesome. And so that comes across a lot softer. I hope you agree on that, because this is a touchy subject. We're trying to get the owners to reduce in price after 10 days, after 2 weeks. And we know what's going on here. And so when we do that, we mean it. But it's so cold in an email. You know, like you said, it's just so cold and businesslike. And you know, if they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, I really need you to potentially consider this, you know, they don't have to apologize, but they put it in a softer tone, and that tone comes across in that video.
Well, and that's where you're providing the human context to that kind of information, where you could read a plain text email that says, you know, hey, I think we've priced this too high, we need to reduce the price. You're giving someone an opportunity to infer whatever they want from that, because there's no tonality there, right? If you've ever sent or received an email or a text message that someone misunderstood, or that you misunderstood because tonality was missing, you understand why that's so important. So I always train on tough conversations or bad news. You should see that with a video. You should set it up with a video, because it gives them an opportunity to see your real intent, to have the tonality there, the I know you don't want to lower the price. We don't want to lower it either, but it looks like that's what we're going to have to do. You're able to show your empathy, show your humanity in it, and you're not leaving any room for them to infer their own intent in your words, because you have tonality there. It's so important.
Choose Seacoast Commerce Bank as your property management bank of choice. Seacoast Commerce Bank specializes in trust accounts and business banking for property managers. One of their best features is a cash analysis program where they can assist in paying your property management related invoices. Contact Allison at 619-988-6708 to learn more. And be sure to listen to the Property Management Mastermind Podcast, episode number 26, about Seacoast Commerce Bank.
Let's talk the tough conversations, then we'll go to the happy ones. And I think there needs to be tonality on both sides of that spectrum. So the yes. tough conversations that we often have are, for example, HOA violations. So you have a homeowners association and the tenant has left their garbage cans out for 3 days extra, and now they get a HOA letter to the management company. Rather than delivering, again, a cold negative email message, a bomb video would go across perfectly. You know, Mr. Tenant, I know you're trying to do everything you do. You pay your rent on time. We really appreciate your business, but we did get this HOA violation letter. So we really need to have you bring your garbage cans in on time. Please. Thank you. Love you. Bye. And that's really what it comes across as. Another negative one, or not negative, would be on the owner's side, getting them to approve a maintenance concern. Because again, that's an ugly thing. Dear Mr. Owner, I'm talking in video. Mr. Owner, bad news. I'm so sorry to have to give this to you on a Friday afternoon, but the water heater went out and we had to go get somebody out there, and the water heater is going to cost $600. So we had to get it replaced. So I just wanted to give you the bad news. If you have any questions, feel free to call me, et cetera, et cetera. That bad news is delivered so much softer via video.
Yes.
And there is some explanation behind that and an offer to potentially console them. And so I'm sure you can add on that, but let's flip it. So let's talk good stuff. All right. The happy moments need to be highlighted as well. So one we're using yes. is an application's approved. So we have an applicant that comes in, they get approved for this home. Becca, our leasing coordinator, is producing a bomb video. Dear Mr. Applicant, so happy to offer you an approval. We can't wait to have you as tenants. We've got you approved. We need to get this, this, and this from you to get the lease moving forward. But so far, so good. Thank you for applying. We can't wait to have you as tenants. You know, that little feel good, new applicant approval message can go a long way to endear them to us as a company. Okay, us as a company, not necessarily to her as a person, but to us as a company. The other side of that, on the owner side, would be clearly a new lease is executed, right? So you got the application process, that's to the tenant, the applicant, but then you have the new lease is executed for the owner. Okay, now it's good news for the owner. This is a good news moment. Dear Mr. Owner, great news. I can't wait to tell you. We got a new applicant approved. Our lease has been executed today. They're going to be moving in on Friday. Everything looks great. And just want to give you a quick, you know, heads up, great news video for you. So that's all they got to say in that type of stuff.
Yeah. So for you want to talk about retention, which is what you're talking about, when you send an owner a video like that saying, hey, good news, you know, we're getting your tenants in there, everything's approved. What you're doing is you are pairing that good news with your company's face. Again, it's this connection piece, right? The goal isn't just to send more video. The goal is to connect more effectively. And for them being able to see a human face, being excited and saying, hey, you know, we've got them in here, you're creating, you know, brain connections with that happy facial expression, their mood, a human being, it's massive for retention because you are creating this full loop of connection as opposed to a robot email that says, oh yeah, my tenants are in there. Great. I don't have to worry about that. You're humanizing that experience, which is so powerful.
You mentioned tenants are in there. Well, here's a good one for you. So this just happened to us here last couple of weeks, what we call a renewal wake-up call, okay? Because imagine a tenant's been in a home for 9-10 months and their lease is up in 12 months, you know, the year-long, you know, lease process. But tenants, because they get busy and we're all people, they get busy, they ignore the email, they ignore the phone call, they ignore the text message, or they're just too busy to acknowledge it. And that could happen 4 or 5 times, you know, and it's almost to the point where, hey, Mr. Tenant, we've sent you 5 emails. You've never actually responded. But what happened is as soon as we implemented BombBomb, we started to send out renewal notice emails, kind of like video for tenant. It's very soft and it comes across great. So it goes something like this. Dear Mr. Tenant, we want you to renew with us. We've been made every effort to attempt to contact you via email, via phone, via text message. Nothing has worked. This is our last ditch effort before we have to charge you a month-to-month fee. And boom, we get a response. Right? Because they're like, they watch the video, they understand the portfolio manager is not trying to be the bad guy. They're trying to be the good person, trying to save them from anything negative. And that got a response from them immediately. And we ended up getting a renewal. So that's a very good feel good story because they get busy. I don't blame the tenants. You know, it's just human nature. They get busy. And sometimes where I'm going with this is email can be white noise. I mean, yes. It can just be so repetitive. I get so many dang emails in my inbox. It's stupid from, you know, everything that's worthless to actually 1 or 2 that actually mean something per day. So the white noise ends up covering the meaningful emails. And of course, you know, white noise from a company like RentWorks, where, you know, we might be pumping out, you know, advertising materials or other things like that. When the really important stuff has got to get across their minds, sometimes they're pushing it off to the side. So what do you think of that whole renewal wake-up call system?
Yeah, I love that you guys are doing that because black text on a white screen, which I know I've said a few times, but it's very easy to ignore, right? How many emails do we all have in our inbox right now that we're ignoring? Because you either open it up, oh, I'll get back to that later, or you're scanning through, you don't see that thing that jumps out at you. I'm one of those people, let's see, I've got how many emails I've got there. Oh, I've got 515 unread emails. There are 515 unread emails that I am ignoring in my inbox. But guess what's hard to ignore? A human face looking at you, asking you to do something, which is why it's so effective. I work for BombBomb. I send a ridiculous amount of videos. I get less videos back. But when someone sends me a video, it is almost always the first thing that I respond to because it's a human being asking you to do something right in front of you, as opposed to, like you said, the white noise that's just full in our inboxes.
I got another good one for you. So we're kind of talking the middle of the road. We got the good, we got the bad, we got the middle. And this is a real good middle one for owners, because a lot of times what happens is the owners are not sure about their statements, their monthly statements that they get. And so they'll send us questions. And it's so much easier for the portfolio managers to pop open a BombBomb to say, Mr. Owner, just want to give you a heads up that we had to spend, you know, $150 on a minor repair that came across this week. We went ahead and approved it per our management agreement, but just wanted to let you know that it's going to be coming out of this month's, you know, owner draw. So you are aware of it. And if you have any questions, feel free to email or call me. That's coming across in the video now. That's tying into the owner's statement. So when they get the owner's statement, they're not opening it. Okay, this is what we want to avoid. We want them to not open that statement and then flip out, right? Whoa, I can't believe you charge $150. Oh my God, the world's coming to an end. But then they get that video and they're like, oh yeah, it was the clicker deal, you know, the wasm majizzy, whatever it is. That's the deal that broke. And they're like, totally fine with spending the $150. But it's just the way you kind of warn them about it. It goes back to good communication efforts. You know, this business is about managing money and communicating well with owners and tenants. And so that's a kind of the good, bad, neutral ways to use these in bettering your communication with your owners, tenants, vendors, whomever.
Our screen recorder is a great way to show those owner statements because The screen recorder lets you record anything on your screen, and it keeps your video right down in the corner. So you can provide human context to that. You could have someone open up the owner statement or open up the bill and show exactly with the screen recorder, you know, this is how much we paid for the part. This is how much we paid for labor. And you can have show them with that screen recorder right there. And it's just as easy for them to consume as you're doing a regular video. They still just have to press play. So screen recorder is a great way to kind of go over those statements if there was a discrepancy that you needed to point out.
I hope that came across clear enough to everybody that's listening, because the screen recorder, as we've started to implement this more, is a huge value add for us to be able to illustrate those statements. Because again, that's one of the key points. No matter what software you use, owners are going to have statements. Okay. It's just, you know, it is the gig, right? Accept it. And so being able to explain that in that screencast type of a format to where they pull up the statement, they can document something through a BombBomb. This little thing right here, that $65 charge, that was for this. And this little thing right here, that's a recurring charge or whatever. And then these are the management fees. And this is your draw. Your owner draw should hit your account. This is the total amount it was sent. It should hit your account tomorrow or the next day. That type of recording can be huge. And your face may not be in there the whole time, but the interaction with the screen sure goes a long way. It sure makes you very sticky, as the term is. We like to try and make ourselves sticky to the owners. So when it comes time to either sell or do something different, or they're just like, you know, we don't want them to get mad and leave. That's what we want to avoid. And owners get mad and leave when you don't communicate and don't do a very good job for the money they're paying you. And we want to do as good a job as we can. That's always things we're wanting to strive for, is provide a very, very good service. So a lot of that good stuff, that's about as down and dirty tactical as we can get as far as what we use here in our management company today. And so tell me kind of what I'm forgetting. What else can you tell me?
You covered gratitude, so that's definitely important. I would recommend the lease renewals. Definitely keep up with that, reminding your tenants as well as owners that that's coming up. Because of the scheduling functionality, you can even do those ahead of time and schedule those to go out when they make sense. You know, we always recommend things like happy birthdays, or, you know, happy 6-month anniversary on being in this property. Because again, it's that loyalty, it's the human connection, it's the making sure that you are staying connected in a human way. So if you know your owner's birthdays, send them a happy birthday video. They probably will not get anyone else sending them that kind of human interaction. If it's enough to, you know, bring a smile to their face, again, you're talking about keeping yourself sticky. And that's a really, really effective way to do it, by just acknowledging those little types of, you know, milestones. I don't know how big most of your owners' portfolios are, but, you know, if they have something like they're listed their, you know, they've rented out their 10th property with you. Hey, congratulations. You just did, you know, have 10 properties with us. We're so grateful to have you, you know, working with us. We appreciate you. Those types of moments are absolutely worth sending a video for.
Love that stuff. In fact, when I record this video, I'm going to make all my team members listen to it. And so I always recommend folks, if you're doing any sort of advertising online for jobs, for example, if you're advertising a job, to slip in a code word and then ask the question at the end of that, at the beginning of that interview or whatever. So what was the code word? What struck out in that job description I had? So the code word I'm going to use for my team members is Purple Barney. And so if they listen to this episode, they have to tell me Purple Barney, or I was like, no, they didn't listen to it. I always like to slip things in there like that. Right. So here's the other good stuff. So I'm interested in your, let's say I'm a property management company owner out there, and I'm interested in getting in touch with you about BombBomb. So tell me what the next steps are.
So I can make this really, really easy. Anyone that wants to give it a go, we have a 14-day free trial. There's no obligation on it. It's not give us your credit card and make sure you cancel in 14 days or we're going to start billing you. It's totally free to sign up. On that 14-day free trial, we give you a one-on-one session with one of our strategy coaches so that they can actually talk to you about your business, talk about what you're doing, what softwares you're using, and then set you up with an action plan so that you can jump in right away and be successful. So that action plan, they will go over things like a lead conversion response for you, as well as a appointment confirmation script. We have all those built into the action plan. So 14-day free trial, no obligation whatsoever. A basic account is $468 for the entire year. So it averages out to about $49 a month. We do have some other packages that include some more marketing pieces, but most of what your property managers are going to be wanting to use is definitely inside of that. So if they want to go to bombbomb.com/next-steps, so really easy, bombbomb.com/next-steps, they can sign up for that free trial there, and then they'll have the 2 weeks free as well as that one-on-one session with one of the strategy coaches to make sure that they're set up for success.
Fantastic. This has been a great episode. I really appreciate you coming on. Great stuff that we pulled out of you for this one. So any parting words for the crew?
My parting words would be, don't overthink it. This is the number one thing that I have to work with people on, is they know they should be doing video. They see the value of it, and then they kind of get in their own heads. So I just want to encourage you that human is better. No one opens up a video and thinks to themselves, oh gee, why isn't this Cindy Crawford talking to me? People are excited to have a human being in their inbox. People can connect with a human being. So don't overthink it.
Smart. I've never been accused of overthinking anything. Great episode, man. I'm so excited to have you have on. This has been fantastic. So appreciate your time again and want you to take care.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Are you tired of chasing tenants to comply with having renter's insurance? Insurance Management Group can solve this problem with a master tenant's insurance policy. Keep tenants in compliance with your lease agreement and help protect all parties involved. A master tenant's insurance policy can also add an additional revenue stream to your business. Contact Derek Scott at 918-728-8992 or visit imgadvisors.com. To learn more, listen to the Property Management Mastermind Show podcast, episode number 36.
This show is sponsored by the best home inspection software on the market for property managers. We endorse and use Z-Inspector as our software of choice for our team to document home inspections. We particularly like their 360 degrees camera system that produces amazing views of the interior room. Your clients will love Z-Inspector documented inspections you provide them. Visit www.zinspector.com to learn more.
This has been a podcast episode by PropertyManagementProductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.